A blurb on the jacket of Eliot Cohen's new book, Supreme Command, says, "If I could ask President Bush to read one book, this would be it." That's the comment of William Crystal, editor of the Weekly Standard. He's a hardliner on Iraq, and perhaps a book reviewer with some sway at the White House. According to an Associated Press reporter, Eliot Cohen's study of the relationship between civilian and military leadership, complete with case studies of Lincoln, Clemenceau, Churchill, and Ben-Gurion, was among the president's summer reading at Crawford, Texas. To get a sense of what the president may have learned on his summer vacation, we've invited Eliot Cohen to speak with us. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
Professor Cohen, first, you describe the normal theory of civilian-military relations as being like that between a surgeon and a patient. Elaborate.
Well, I think most of us think that obviously a patient gets to choose what kind of doctor he's going to have. He can certainly decide to dismiss him, but by and large we tend to think that once a patient has committed themselves to the care of the surgeon, they have no business arguing with the surgeon about what kind of scalpel they should be using. And this analogy people have tried to apply to the relationship between politicians and generals, and it really just doesn't work.
The civilian leaders whom you write about, Clemenceau, Churchill, Lincoln, and Ben-Gurion, all are the kind of patient to keep on interrupting in the middle of surgery, saying, no, I'd rather you cut it this way.
Absolutely. I would say, to be a little bit more accurate, what they do is they keep on asking hard questions. And really what the book is about the nature of the conversation between politicians and generals. It's not about the politicians dictating to the generals, but it's about them just asking all kinds of hard, probing questions, which makes for a very uncomfortable set of relationships quite frequently.
Clemenceau, as the French premier, went every week to the front.
That's right. He spent an average of one day a week visiting the front lines. And he was doing that for a number of reasons. I think it was partly to build up morale, partly, as he said, for his own morale, but partly to see firsthand what was going on. And of course, one thing that politicians quickly discover is that the reports that they're getting and the reality in the field may be two very different things.
If Mr. Bush has taken a look at your book and read some of it, do you think he would come away feeling, now I should be asking everyone about Iraq and I should be grilling those reluctant officers who are leaking stories to the New York Times, perhaps, and push them on the question of Iraq?
Well, I tend to think that the officers who are talking to reporters and leaking to the press are probably not the ones who are deeply involved in putting together the plans. But I think the message would be, if we are thinking of going to war with Iraq, the importance of asking very hard questions about what kind of plans we have and what kinds of different options are being presented. One of the things that's the hallmark, I think, of a great leader of any organization, but certainly of a country at war, is that they're not satisfied with a single proposal. They want to have choices, and they ask about those choices. To some extent, we've gotten away from that. Hopefully, that won't be the case with this president, if indeed we are headed into a war with Iraq.
Well, Eliot Cohen, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Eliot Cohen is a professor at the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies and the author of Supreme Command: Soldiers, Statesmen, and Leadership in Wartime.